Has anybody got a match? Oh, thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra. Night and day. You are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Old Gold, the treasure of them all, presents Frank Sinatra, whose role of Clarence Doolittle in Anchors Away has all 48 states agog. Well, all 13 colonies, anyway. Frankie, Manhattan welcomes you home, and while in town, we hope you'll bump into your friend and sidekick in Anchors Away, now a lieutenant in the Navy, Gene Kelly, the terrific gob who did the terrific job of Sailor Joe Brady in the picture.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill Lazar, and hello to the old hometown. Brother, you know, coming to New York surely makes a guy feel like singing. Why, I feel so much like singing that I think I'll take singing lessons. Well, sir, acts will start all. The mighty acts has lined up most of the music from the picture Anchors Away, and I've been in New York 1 minute, and they're hissing me already.
Well, it's Doolittle. It's me.
Joe Brady.
Frankie Sinatra.
Lieutenant G. Kelly.
Gene, this is wonderful. I mean, you're looking swell. Well, for... Listen, how many times have you seen Anchors Away?
Desist. Terminate. In other words, stop it.
Why, Frankie, what's the matter?
Are you kidding, lad? The way you stole Anchors Away, I gotta watch it. You don't run off with my radio show. But, Gene, I hear some great things about you. Like every guy in Navy Blue, you've been doing a wonderful job for Uncle Sam.
Oh, thanks, Frank, but let's talk about you. Now, how was the trip in from the coast?
Oh, not bad at all. I had good accommodations. You know those upper berths?
Gee, did you manage an upper berth?
Well, not exactly. I had that little hammock where you put your shoes.
Well, of course, you've got connections.
Oh, sure, sure.
But how about a hotel room? You know, Frank, New York is awful crowded right now.
He's telling me New York is awful crowded. Last night, I slept in Grand Central Station.
Where'd you sleep, on a bench?
Not me, Mac. I played it smart. I put a coat hanger inside my coat and hung myself up in one of those baggage lockers.
That's a lonely way to spend an evening.
Not at all. The mighty Stardoll had the locker next to me. We hung up all night rehearsing the music for Anchors Away.
Well, Frank, let's hear how it sounds.
That's my mission in life.
What makes the sun set? What makes the moon rise? What makes the tide remember to hide? And why does it soon rise? What makes the star fall? Where does it fall to? Why does it fly to the sun in the night? What makes the sky so blue? What makes the sun set? What makes the moon rise? Is it my love for you? Love. skies so blue? What makes the sun set? What makes the moon rise? Is it my love for you?
Us who follow the fine old radio institution, the daytime serial, know that life can be beautiful. On the other hand, there are times when life can be annoying, to wit.
When my pipe is leaking and for plumbers you start shrieking, but friend Hubby steps in to save the fee, and it costs a 25-er to engage a deep sea diver. Why be irritated? Light, M-O-G.
Yes, light and old gold for comfort, for pleasure, for deep down relaxation. Because old golds give you all those little refinements that add up to perfect smoking enjoyment. To begin with, old golds are specially conditioned with a unique moisture protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, this remarkable agent helps retain natural moisture, helps prevent cigarette dryness. But in addition, for extra aroma, fragrance, and flavor, a touch of precious Latakia tobacco is added to Old Gold's famous blend of choice tobaccos. Yes, Latakia, imported from the distant shores of the rich Mediterranean tobacco lands and blended with mellow, golden domestic tobaccos to give you a keener, better smoke. Try a pack of Old Golds and discover for yourself how much real comfort and pleasure a truly fine cigarette can give you.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be M-O-G.
That was the Pied Pipers, a great foursome, singing their hearts out for Old Gold, Latakia, and Apple Honey, a great threesome. And hey, I want you New Yorkers to meet these pipers. Reading from left to right, Clark Yoakam, Hal Hopper, Chuck Lowry, June Hutton, all in Manhattan from Clark to June.
Light and Old Gold, folks, will knock you a tune.
Well, knock it.
In the middle of May, he met a gal named June. Took her out July, and he's an August moon. And all through September,
he kept admiring her charm.
And all through they were locked in each other's arms. From November to January, the runaround began. February and March, he was a worried man. It was until April that she said, okay. Thank you.
sober. Stay sober. Love that girl. From November to Jan, she got the well-known brush. February and March, he got an all-out rush. It wasn't until April that she said,
okay.
Whoa.
Will.
Then they got hit, bewitched, in the middle of May.
Swell, Piper, swell, Piper, swell. Gene Kelly, did you approve?
Approve? Say, Frank, those Pipers are sensational. They're great entertainers.
Well, you know, Daddy J.G., you're not so bad yourself.
Oh.
Neighbors, Gene's smiling that modest Kelly smile. Just his little way of saying, go on, I love it.
Frankie, I'm not that way at all. And furthermore, you are not the kind of a guy who played Clarence Doolittle in Anchors Away.
Now, hold on. Just what are you driving at, Mac?
Well, in Anchors Away, you played Clarence Doolittle, a sweet, modest sailor who's never been away from his chief petty officer.
So? I played a sweet, modest kid. So what?
I see. You are a sweet, modest kid.
Well, Gene, you got to admit one thing about Anchors Away. Director George Sidney did some pretty good casting. To be perfectly honest with you, I felt pretty much at home as Clarence Doolittle, the shy little violet from Brooklyn.
Shy little... Oh, my.
And as Joe Brady, the wolf, you are only playing your very true self.
Frankie, how you exaggerate. You're just saying that.
Because it's true. And we'll let the radio audience decide whether you're a wolf or not. We'll do that scene, we will.
Take it easy, hey. What scene do you mean?
You know, the scene from Anchors Away where all of us sailors get off the boat and everybody gangs up around the payphone to hear you, the master, call up your girl, Miss Lola Laverne. Here's the master at work, folks.
Hello? Miss Laverne? Miss Lola Laverne? Is this the face that launched 1,000 ships? Uh-huh. Well, who would you rather be talking to than anyone you know, huh?
See what I mean, folks? There should be a bounty on this boy.
Yeah, it's Joe, all right. Mm-hmm. No, you're not kidding, baby. That'll be a couple hours, baby. Can you wait?
You'll be a fool if he doesn't.
What's that, Lola? Some dope here is beating his gums. Huh? Oh, sure, honey. Sure. I know what you mean, all right. Sure, but you just try to, huh? Oh, let's decide all that later, honey. After 8 months at sea, all I want to do is just look at you for a long, long time.
All right, Sinatra, all right. Make fun of a guy with a problem.
You a problem? Oh, you kid. What's your problem, Gene?
Well, I fall in love too easily, which is your cue to sing.
Well, thanks a lot,
son.
Buddy boy.
Fall in love easily.
Hey, Gene, remember that scene in Anchors Away when we came back to the dormitory after our first night of shore leave?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and instead of getting our two dates, we had gotten involved with a little kid on his way to join the Navy.
Then the cops dragged boy and us off to the city Bastille.
Yeah, us being sailors, the coppers decided we could convince the Moppet that the Navy wasn't taking five-year-olds.
So we took the youngster home and tucked him into bed while you sang him and me to sleep.
True.
Our first night of shore leave and completely wasted.
Oh, but of course you had to live up to your reputation as a wolf or the rest of our outfit would have laughed you right out of town. Anyway, when we got back to the dormitory, you could tell by the looks on the guys' faces that they had had a pretty dull evening, too. And did you ever give out with the hot air?
Hi
there, fellas. Hey, what's with you guys? You got a grudge against the bright lights? Why aren't you out there with that bucket of red paint, huh?
First time to leave you guys?
Yeah.
How'd you make out?
Well, you know, it was kind of funny. We ran into some trouble. We had to take a little kid home.
And what a little kid. Oh, boy. And when we got her home, what another little kid she had waiting for. Oh, boy. What a town.
How do you like that? I walk my feet off and end up with a glass of beer.
Oh, brother, you must be living wrong. In my whole life, I never stumbled across anything like those two dames. That blonde. Not that there was anything wrong with that redhead of yours, Brooklyn.
Redhead? Me?
Pick it up.
Oh, sure, that redhead. I'll say, boy, she was very interesting, all right.
Where'd you meet him, huh?
Yeah, come on, no kidding, where? Hollywood and Vine?
Bud, I'm sorry, it's a trade secret.
What I want to know
later,
is...
sailor.
What I want to know is, what came of it all?
Yeah, come on, give, will you? Give.
What came of it? Clarence? Shall we tell him?
Yeah, go ahead. You can tell him.
I begged her.
That's the way he started.
Then I pleaded.
You should have seen this boy.
I told her, baby, come out of your shell.
Tell us more.
I told her, maybe you'll find that it's well. I argued.
You never saw such a stubborn dame in your whole life. I didn't anyway.
I threatened.
This guy's got muscles, too.
I said you can't send me home. Not like this.
And
I finally got that kiss.
Hello, Clarence. Hey, Clarence.
She begged me.
True, oh, true.
She pleaded.
Got down on her bended knees for the cop.
She told me, baby, come out of your shell.
Tell him, Clarence.
I'm telling him.
She argued.
He fought like a lion.
Exactly, too.
Yeah. She threatened.
Almost threw a gun on the kid.
She said, you can't send me home. Not like this. She finally got her kid.
Look at those magic feet. Taught me how to dance this morning. I do this stuff too, you know. Not good, but loud. Take it, Frankie, take it.
The most complicated stuff in the whole routine. Look at that Sinatra go. Look at him go, boy. Oh, how he does it.
What happened?
The drummer dropped the tap shoes you were supposed to have on your feet.
Oh.
I said you can't send me home, not like this. And I finally got that shoe.
Frank.
Yes, yes, Bill.
You know, we all get a boot out of those historical commercials you've been doing about from Hollywood. I mean, the ones about Lollard's two centuries of association with choice tobaccos.
Well, then, Bill, you'll be very happy to know this, that in 1775, Paul Revere made his famous midnight ride. In 1775, hardly a man is now alive. Paul Revere dashed down the New England countryside yelling, "The British are coming! The British are coming!" But, Bill, did you know that Paul Revere made a second midnight ride?
I don't say. The same night?
When else? Yes, Bill, right after Paul Revere made that first midnight ride, he turned around and went galumping down the countryside again, yelling, "Hey, I left out something! I forgot to tell you! In 1776, the Lollard business was founded, hey!"
Yes, friends, nearly two centuries ago, Paul Revere made his famous midnight ride. And 15 years before that, the Lollard business was already laying the foundation for the greatest tradition behind any American cigarette. That's why today, when you light an Old Gold, you're enjoying the comfort and pleasure, the smooth smoking goodness, which results from nearly 200 years of tobacco experience.
And, mister, if you don't think 200 years of tobacco experience is a lot of experience, well, sir, just light an Old Gold. On account of that, Old Gold is a lot of cigarettes.
The charm of you is comparable to a Christmas tree with toys, with little girls and boys when first they see the tree. The thrill of you is comparable to the thrill I felt when I first learned a heart could sigh, and you were the reason why. And yet, and yet, if we two had never, I'd know your grace, that warmth of faith that only the angels get. And so, comparing you with all of these things is all that I can do. Because they add up to the charm of you.
Frankie, that was mighty fine. I want to compliment you.
Well, thank you very much, Gene.
And, Frank, one thing more. Last night, I caught you in a movie short called The House I Live In. And I'm proud of you, Frank, because that short will make a big contribution to the cause of tolerance.
Tolerance. That's something you fellas in the Navy just got through fighting for.
And what's more, side by side with all nationalities and all religions. You know, during this war for survival, there wasn't time for intolerance. America was caught unprepared, and it was only time to work and to fight.
And speaking of tolerance, neighbors, every one of us knows this, that God never meant for any man to fight for freedom and have any part of that freedom denied him by the country for which he fought. Well, Gene, my pal, my bosom friend, we always get to a point on this Wednesday night where we find it very necessary to
put your dreams away for another day. And I will take a place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore. Let you kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
Say, Gene.
Yes, Frank?
Would you please thank the United States Navy for letting you out tonight? Because, honest, we're plenty grateful.
I certainly will, Frank, because I had a mighty good time. It was swell to kid around with you again.
Likewise. Speaking of the Navy, October 27th is Navy Day, isn't it?
That's right.
And, folks, if we're thankful for that great gift of victory which came on VJ Day, well, we can show our thanks on Navy Day to the greatest sea and air force the world has ever known, and one of the greatest assets any democracy has ever known. Thanks again, Lieutenant Gene Kelly, and so long, bud.
So long, Frank.
Same to you folks out there. Good night, hey.
Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. Bill Lazar speaking. System.